After decades of trying to figure out his purpose in life, Harvey Milk found his calling as a leader in his San Francisco community, until he was gunned down in his office on November 27, 1978, 10 months into his first elected position. But do you know who else was killed along with Harvey that day? Welcome to Killer Knowledge, the daily true crime trivia show. I'm Carter Roy. It's time to play along with your friends, family, or fellow true crime fans. You'll have the chance to answer 5 trivia questions with 6 seconds to make your guess. Let's play Killer Knowledge.
Listen closely. That's not just paint rolling on a wall. It's artistry. A master painter carefully applying Benjamin Moore Regal Select Eggshell with deftly executed strokes. The roller, lightly cradled in his hands, applying just the right amount of paint. It's like hearing poetry in motion. Benjamin Moore, see the love.
If you've read books or seen the movie, you'll know that after years of bouncing around in life, in 1972, just 6 years before his murder, Harvey Milk made his way from New York to San Francisco, California. There, he opened a business on Castro Street, the neighborhood where many members of the LGBTQ community were migrating at that time. Question number 1. What kind of business did Harvey open on Castro Street? A. A gay bar. B. A camera shop. C. An adult bookshop. The correct answer is B. A camera shop. Harvey's store, Castro Camera, was located in the heart of the community, which was becoming increasingly politically influential. Being in the center of it all helped Harvey find his voice as a leader and activist, and become known as the mayor of Castro Street. In 1973, Harvey decided to take a shot at political office, and third time's the charm was the theme of his journey to get there. After 2 failed elections, his influence had grown, and in 1977, Harvey became the first openly gay elected official in the history of California. Question number 2. What position was Harvey Milk elected to in San Francisco? A. City Council. B. County Commissioner. C. Board of Supervisors. The correct answer is C. He was elected to the Board of Supervisors and inaugurated on January 9, 1978. Even though Harvey's platform was not entirely about LGBTQ issues, his election came at a time when more liberal politicians were trying to change the laws and views of homosexuality. But one of Harvey's fellow supervisors was not quite ready for the world to change. Question number 3. What was the name of the supervisor who was about to become a killer? A. Philip Burton. B. Dan White. C. Willie Brown. The correct answer is B. Dan White, a Vietnam veteran and former police officer. White was bothered by what seemed to be a deterioration in traditional values and clashed with Harvey on policy issues, so he resigned his position. Soon after his resignation, White regretted his decision and attempted to get his job back. He was declined. On November 27, 1978, he entered City Hall with a loaded .38 revolver. Question number 4. Who did Dan White kill before Harvey Milk? A. The mayor. B. The city manager. C. The city clerk. The correct answer is A. He first went to San Francisco Mayor George Moscone's office, where he again asked for his job back. When Moscone refused, White shot the mayor twice in the chest and twice in the head. White then found Harvey Milk and shot him twice in the chest, once in the back, and twice again in the head. He turned himself in, and a trial was set. His lawyers attempted to use a defense about White's diet to explain his behavior. Question number 5, to end this episode, what was the strategy called to defend Dan White? A. Cookie defense. B. Twinkie defense. C. Moon pie defense. The correct answer is B. White's lawyers tried to use the Twinkie defense, claiming White became unstable because he indulged in too much junk food. He was, controversially, convicted of voluntary manslaughter rather than murder and served 6 years in prison. In 1985, a year after his release, Dan White committed suicide. In 2009, President Barack Obama posthumously awarded Harvey Milk the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which cited Harvey as someone who, quote, dedicated his life to shattering boundaries and challenging assumptions, adding, throughout his life, he fought discrimination with visionary courage and conviction. To everyone listening, thank you for playing Killer Knowledge with us. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Parcast and on Twitter at Parcast Network. And you can also listen to more episodes of Killer Knowledge and other Parcast originals on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm Carter Roy. Join us again to find out if you can call yourself a true crime expert. Killer Knowledge was created by Max Cutler and is a Parcast Studios original. It is executive produced by Max Cutler. Produced by Kristen Acevedo, John Cohen, Gitu Mera, and Jonathan Ratliff. Sound designed by Kristen Acevedo. Killer Knowledge stars Carter Roy.